Well, tonight, as we prepare to come to the table and remembering the Last Supper, I just want to share a little bit longer invitation to come to the table. As our service has invited us to remember bitterness and to remember the Passover, it's invited us to see at the table and in Christ to remember human being bound instead of humans being free, about God acting to redeem his people, to God remembering that God remembers us. As we just heard when Lee was reading, that Jesus gathers his disciples for a last supper, this Passover feast. And if we can picture in our mind a table and Jesus with his closest followers, in the midst of that, Jesus does something surprising. He interrupts this meal to wash his disciples' feet. John describes this as Jesus loving his own who were in the world and loving them to the end. Jesus rose and laid aside his outer garments, takes a towel and ties it around his waist. He pours water into a basin and begins to wash his disciples' feet, then wiping them with the towel that was around him. As we heard Lee read, he comes to Peter, and Peter asks, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" He's surprised, and not only is this surprising, but it's absurd. Jesus is his Lord. It's absurd that he would wash Peter's feet. Jesus tells Peter that he doesn't understand, but later on, he will. But Peter continues in his surprise and in this kind of stance that you will never wash my feet. "I must wash you," Jesus says, "if you were to have a part with me." And I want us to reflect for a moment on this statement that we must be washed by Jesus, that in this washing of his disciples' feet, in this role of a servant, Jesus displays his self-giving, redeeming love. And there's two very brief things for us to see. One is that Jesus offers us that we can be washed clean. The table reminds us that we have a hunger, that we're hungry, that needs to be satisfied. And the scene from John at the table, this Last Supper, also reminds us that we are in need of being washed. I imagine that I don't have to convince you of that feeling of wanting things to be taken away or wanting things to be removed from you. Isaiah the prophet describes the people of Israel that because of their injustice, because they haven't loved their neighbors, it is like their hands are covered in blood. They need to be washed. Jesus says that we are quick to wash the outside of our appearance, but we don't know how to wash the inside. I don't know about you, but that is something that resonates with me, this knowing that I need to be made clean, to be washed. Jesus coming to serve his disciples in this way underscores that before God, all of us need to be purified, that we are unclean and that the stains need to be taken away, and that the promise of this table and the promise that Jesus was inviting all of us to see was that he can do what we can't, is he can take away the stains. And not just for a moment, but that if we have been washed with Christ, then that we do not need to be washed again, that before God that we are clean now and forever. Well, Jesus' self-giving love, his washing of his disciples' feet, tells us of our need to be cleansed, but it also makes clear that he was doing it for you and for me. When Jesus goes to wash the disciples' feet, he wasn't washing abstract feet, the concept of feet out there. He was washing somebody's feet, these people who were gathered around the table, the dirty, the smelly feet, feet that maybe had been marred or worn with years and of use. And what I want us to see is that it's not just that Jesus, in kind of a general sense, is a nice person who's willing to serve others, but in a very particular way, in a specific way, Jesus loves sinners to the end. That he washed those disciples' feet, inviting us to be reminded that he does not just come in general to let people know about love, but he comes to serve you and me, his own who are in the world. It reminds us of the Passover that we heard read earlier, that there were people who sacrificed the lamb, and there were people who lived inside the houses in which the blood was applied. They were there. It is for you in your household that the blood of the lamb will cover you. And Jesus is saying the same thing when he washes his disciples' feet, washing your feet and mine, doing that specific act. I was pierced for your transgressions. I was crushed for your iniquities. I bore myself in my body your sins. I purchased you with my blood. These are the words of Scripture that speak about the foot washing not just being a general idea, but a picture of Christ coming for you to serve you. I imagine at the table when Jesus eventually at the supper, when he broke the bread, that he looked at his disciples, looking in their eyes and saying, "My body was broken for you." Holding the cup and looking at them, "My blood was shed to cover your sins." In the midst of bitterness remembered, in the midst of knowing our stains and our need to be cleansed, in the midst of knowing that we're unable to accomplish this for ourselves, this Last Supper asks us again, will you let Jesus serve you? Will you allow him to wash you? Will you hear the good news that Jesus' body was broken for you? His blood was shed to cover your sins. Amen.